soundtrack.
Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is a podcast for the mujerpreneur where we get raw and real about going from surviving to thriving in our life and our negocios. Bienvenidas. Yo soy Marti Ángel, Latina Biz Coach, also known as the Empowering Latina Coach. Y yo soy su anfitriona para este show. I am your host for this show. Let me just remind you, though, that there are no coincidences in this world. There's no other reason other than you are meant to hear the message today. That's why you are here today. So I invite you to sit back, open your mind, open your heart to allow yourself to be empowered, motivated, and moved into action as you listen today. Quiero recordarles que no hay coincidencias en este mundo. Este mensaje que vas a escuchar hoy es porque lo debes de escuchar. Este es mensaje para ti. Again, I am Marti Ángel, and I just want to remind you que a veces hablamos español, sometimes we speak Spanglish, and sometimes we speak English. But as a Latina biz coach, it is my passion to work with the underserved, underprivileged, and underrepresented. But it is my purpose, mujeres, to help you, the Latina, bilingual and BIPOC mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who you serve so you can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and to begin to rock your six figures so that you can live your best life. I would love to be your coach, but today we have a message for you. Este podcast es para la mujer emprendedora donde nos ponemos reales acerca de lo que hemos pasado, sobrevivido y prosperado para salir adelante en nuestra vida y en nuestros negocios. Hoy este mensaje es para ti. So let's get to it. Hoy vamos a escuchar este mensaje. Vamos, de una vez. Welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I'm so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. Today we are talking about something that is very near and dear to my heart because I am a Latina biz coach, and what I help you do is I help you go from five figures to six figures. So now let me ask you, are you ready for this? Are you ready to change that mindset? Are you ready to go from surviving to thriving? Are you a mujerpreneur, a BIPOC entrepreneur, female entrepreneur, mujerpreneur? If so, I have today's podcast episode specially for you. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, from surviving to thriving. It basically comes out to be a little Latina, a mini entrepreneur's guide, mujerpreneur guide to six figures. I get so many questions like, how do I know when I'm going to go from five figures to six figures? There's a lot of people out there that don't like numbers. Now, I don't like numbers either. I used to teach algebra. I used to be an educator and used to teach college algebra. But I like college algebra. I don't like bookkeeping. So maybe you feel me. So if you're just joining us now, welcome, welcome, welcome. Bienvenidas a Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, and you are watching this video cast, and I'm so really incredibly, incredibly excited that you're watching this. And if you're not watching this, you're listening to me on the podcast. Gracias. So now let me ask you again, are you tired of struggling to make ends meet as a mujerpreneur? Think about that. And do you feel like you're barely surviving instead of thriving inside your business? Are you at a point where it's like, I keep doing this, but nothing is showing results? If that sounds like you, mujeres, because I was there just a little while ago, If so, I want you to know, no estás sola. You're not alone. Many Latina entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs that I call mujerpreneurs, right? I've coined the term mujerpreneurs. Many mujerpreneurs face unique challenges when it comes to growing their business. It's really important and to understand that you are on an entrepreneurial roller coaster. Cuando te inscribiste a ser emprendedora, te subiste al roller coaster, como decimos, right? So as a mujerpreneur, we face unique challenges when it comes to growing our business. But with the right strategies and the right coaching, you can break through to the next level. And so often I get asked, you know, can I do it myself? Well, let me ask you this. Can I do it myself? Can you go from five figures to six figures by yourself? Absolutely. Absolutely, positively. I totally know. Puedes llegar tú de cinco cifras a seis cifras solita, solita, sin coach, sin mentora, sin nada. Yes, you can do that. But it is so much more fun and easier when you have a coach and when you've decided to coach up and when you have a community to really get in there and say, hey, you got this. You can do this. Come on, let's do this together. Let's figure it out. It is so cool to work like that. And I enjoy, you know, working with my community and I enjoy working with my coachees. I just love that. But let me just share with you, the first step to achieving a six-figure income, to achieving that six-figure success that you so want, that's the real reason many of you went into entrepreneurship. So as a Latina entrepreneur, the first thing you have to do is check in and check in with your mind, check in with your mindset to shift your mindset from survival mode to growth mode, right? And that sounds so easy, but it's not. It is very simple, but it is not easy. Es algo que tienen que empezar a cambiar su mentalidad. ¿En qué es lo que te estás enfocando? You have to really take a look at what are you focusing on? You have to be honest with yourself. Instead of focusing on just getting by or focusing on what everybody else is doing and getting distracted on social media, think about what you can do to maybe tighten in and hone in and think about what you can do about really going taking that deep dive, to really understand what is it that you're really stuck about? What is it that you're really caught about? What is it? ¿Qué es lo que te está poniendo el alto? Right? So you got to just focus on, okay, let me go in, let me deep dive, let me figure out what am I thinking. And sometimes they call it mindless because as you're scrolling, what ends up happening is the fact that you're just scrolling and you're not really thinking. But if you were scrolling, stopping and looking and then feeling, checking in and thinking and listening to your thinking and listening to your feeling, then you're doing the work. So you got to start thinking about what it would look like to thrive in your business instead of what it feels like and looks like right now that you're really focusing on everything you haven't done. Maybe you haven't made that five figures consistently. Well, then we've got to figure out what is stopping you in here, in your brain. What is stopping you, right? Because that's what's going to really get in there. You really have to, you can't be lazy. You no puedes ser floja. y no querer ver lo que está en puro enfrente de ti. You can't be lazy and not be willing to do the deep dive. Think about this. Picture yourself as a successful, confident business owner who has all the resources and the support she needs to reach her goals. Now, when you thought about that, what happened? What was it that was happening? What did you feel? Did you feel a shift, a slight shift, or did you feel that stop, right? Feels like somebody socked you in the stomach. Did you feel that? If so, that is the sign that we're all waiting for, the sign. That's the sign. Once you've shifted your mindset, it's time to start taking action. But you've got to be what I used to teach are the three A's, right? The three A's. Number one, awareness. Awareness. Are you aware with what you're feeling and thinking and how you're reacting internally to all that social media junk that you're going through, right? All of the marketing, everybody's doing marketing differently. So don't ever compare yourself with somebody else. So today I wanted to share with you some tips to help you get started on shifting your mindset. One of the things, but let me share with you a story. One of the things that I've always been extremely good at is the fact that I have always told myself, even when I was a child, I remember, I have a strong mind. I have a strong mind. And I do. I still believe it with every cell of my being that my mind is strong. And so you've got to know that. You've got to feel it. It's got to be part of you. It's got to be in your DNA, if you will. So the first thing that I would say is set clear, measurable goals. First thing you got to do, you know, this is now the head part, right? Set clear, measurable goals. If you don't have goals, if you're just putting content out there and you don't have a goal, well, then how are you going to know and measure whether or not you're growing or whether or not you're taking the right course, right? You've got to do that. Tienen que poner metas que están muy claras para saber a dónde van. ¿Cómo vas a saber si llegaste, si no sabes ni, no tienes ni el mapa, cómo llegar allí? Right? So now let's talk about this. What do you want to achieve in your business? When I ask that question, that's a critical question. What do you want to achieve in your business? Think about that and also ask yourself, how will you measure your progress? Ahora en español, ¿qué es lo que quieres adquirir en tu negocio? ¿Y cómo vas a saber si llegaste o ver tu progreso hacia esa meta, si no tienes metas, ¿verdad? So specific goals for revenue. Maybe you want to make $1,000 a week. Maybe you want to make $1,000 a month. Maybe you want to have specific goals for that. Maybe you also want to have specific goals for how many customers would you like to acquire this week? How many customers would you like to see in your community? How many, you know, other key metrics are important, but you need to really, you cannot make a six-figure income without specific measurable goals and, you know, and tools to make sure that you meet those goals. So specific goals for revenue, customer acquisition, and other key metrics are important, and it's important for you to track your progress regularly. and to write it down. How many new customers did you get this week? Use a Google Sheets. It's easy. Use a Google Sheets. How many new customers did you acquire this week, right? How many sales did you make this week? How many people did you reach out to? And then you have to reach up and reach down, because remember, as Latina entrepreneurs, one of the things that I want to share with you is the fact that they call us alacranes, right? They still call us alacranes. And, you know, and they say that we will take care of ourselves. Our white counterparts are always like, oh, we don't have to worry about them. They're like, you know, they're like those crabs where they will pull each other down. They will not help each other succeed. And I am here to dispel that myth and to encourage you to help me dispel that myth. So as a mujerpreneur, I know it can be tough to find mentors and advisors who are like you, but we are out there. We are out there because we understand. The reason that I became a Latina coach is because I couldn't find any Latina coaches that could help me move from my, you know, from my entry six figures on. I didn't have any Latina coaches. There were some coming up, but they were younger than me and they were not in the same industry. So I thought, you know what? I've been in business since I was 6 years old and I've created many successful businesses. And I've been a successful six-figure job person as well. I have what it takes. There are more people out there that need me and need what I have to offer. So make sure that if you're a mujerpreneur, you find a mentor that knows your unique challenges, right? Because we have different challenges. So you need to find mentors and advisors who completely understand your unique challenges, your cultural, you know, challenges. All of the things, and as bilingual, you know, we have different mindset challenges. So look for communities, networking groups, and mentors and advisors that are specifically designed for you, the mujerpreneur, the BIPOC woman entrepreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, the monolingual mujerpreneur, and connect with them. Connect with other business owners who can offer that support and advice. It is critically important for you to be able to have that support system in place in order for you to be able to move up from a five-figure mentality to a six-figure mentality, because it is completely, completely different. Now, I have a game for you, and I used to share this with many of my coaches, and they found it fun. What I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself the question, what would a six-figure income earner do today behind my computer? What would they do today? How would they behave? How would they feel? And work yourself back that way. The feeling place is really important, right? So I want you to think about that. It worked, it worked when I was teaching so many students, when I also, taught nutrition and all of that. Yes, it worked. So it works with business. You've got to invest in yourself, whether that is time or money. You've got to invest in yourself and in your business. You can't expect to reach a six-figure income level if you're not willing to put out for a coach, for a course, for a community, for self-development. You can't expect to do that. If you're cutting corners, you're never going to make it to six figures. Now, I know that's a harsh reality, but the truth is you've got to invest in order to move up. So to reach that six-figure success, you need to invest in training. Tienes que invertir en ti misma, en tu negocio, en tu éxito. Solamente vas a tener éxito si inviertes tiempo y dinero en training, en coaching y en otros recursos que son muy necesarios para que tu negocio crezca. So you've got to invest in training and in coaching and other resources that can help you grow your skills and knowledge. You can go the route of teaching yourself, but man, that's a school of hard knocks, right? So I want you to remember this. If you're afraid to spend money on your business, then your business is not going to give you any returns. So don't be afraid to spend money on your business if it'll help you achieve your goals. Now you have to discern, and how best to discern where to spend your money unless you have a community or a coach that understands you and understands the mentality. You see, as a mujerpreneur, as a Latina, mujerpreneur, we have a whole nother set of mindset shifts we have to do because we grew up with a different culture. We were part of the have-nots. Very few are the haves, right? Now, the haves, who do I call the haves? If you're making $450,000 a year, you are a have. If you're making less than that, you possibly are the have-not. So don't be afraid to ask for help or spend money where you need help. It'll help you achieve your goals. The other thing I want you to think about is something, this is a myth that was out there, and I so did not agree with this. The myth was, take a look at your strengths and your weaknesses and then try to make your weaknesses your strengths. No. Focus on your strengths. You can hire somebody else for your weaknesses, but focus on your strengths. What are you good at? As a mujerpreneur myself, I know I have unique strengths and talents that set me apart from many others, but there are also other things like, doing my own bookkeeping and my own that I really don't like. So I don't want to make that a strength. I want to, contract that part out. So think about what are your strengths and your talents that set you apart from your competitors. Focus on making those even better, more palpable, and, hire out whatever else you don't need. But you've got to identify what makes you you and what makes your business unique, and focus on leveraging those strengths to grow your business. You see, that's one of the things, that's the difference, a big difference between a five-figure and a six-figure earner. You've got to leverage your strengths to grow your business. But yet, here's the tricker and the kicker, stay adaptable and flexible. Mujeres, tienes que ser fuerte, pero al mismo tiempo tienes que adaptarte y también ser abierta a cambios. Algo que nosotros como latinas a veces no tenemos la habilidad de ser abierta, tan abierta. We don't like change. As humans, we don't like change. So sometimes we're not very open to change. But let me share with you, the entrepreneurial business landscape is constantly changing. And as I told my yoga students, there is two things you can count on so far, and that is death and taxes. Everything else is constantly changing. So if you don't like change, maybe practice that. Change your mindset. Practice. Begin to say a mantra. Notice how you react internally to change. Notice if things, simple little things like you move the salt shaker away from me. Why did you do that? It's a change. It was closer, those little things that you can really hone into can give you a lot of insight into into you, your mindset, and go from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. So it's important to be able to adapt and pivot as needed. You've got to stay open. You've got to adapt. You've got to pivot. Keep your eye on industry trends and be willing to try new things to stay ahead of the curve. For example, right now, ChatGPT is a big thing. And I am, you know, every day there is an hour of my time spent on how to actually master ChatGPT inside my business so that I can use it. Right? That's an example. Es un ejemplo. Siempre tienes que ver, tener un ojo, como decían, ojo, ¿verdad? En lo que está pasando en tu industria. Pero tienes que también ser abierta a cambiar. You've got to stay ahead of the curve. And the only way to stay ahead of the curve is to be open to change. So, mujeres, chicas, chulas, hermosas. I love to call you that. Hermosas. With these tips in mind, you can begin to move little by little from five figures to six figures. But it starts with your mind. It starts with your mindset. It starts with knowing how you are reacting and change the way you react so that you can then act accordingly, right? So remember, I was talking to you a little earlier about the three A's, and I said, you've got to accept. Well, yeah, you have to accept. First of all, you have to be aware. The three A's work like this. You've got to be in awareness, right? So aware of how you're soaking in that emotion that goes with that change, that mentality, right? You've got to be aware, of how you're feeling, aware of how you're reacting. And then you've got to accept, oh, dang, here comes the hard part. I've got to accept that I'm not feeling this very good and I'm blocking myself. The other thing, the third A that I talk about is action. Actionate that. You've got to actionate your ability to practice change. So let me go over the three A's again. Awareness, right? Acceptance and action. Those are the three A's that I talk about, and those are critical to your success from going to from five figures to six figures. Mujeres, chulas, with these tips in mind, you can start on your path to six-figure success. You deserve it. I know it. As a mujerpreneur, every single mujerpreneur that I've worked with and BIPOC, a woman entrepreneur that I've worked with, has always been worthy of six figures. I am your biggest cheerleader. I love to help the mujerpreneur gain clarity and focus on who you serve so that you can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and begin to rock those six figures. Yay, right? So that's important. But imagine a scenario here. Imagine what it would feel like to have that financial security and that freedom to pursue your dreams and make a real impact in your community, right? I mean, what would that feel like? That would, you've got to really go down deep and think what it would feel like. What would it feel like? By shifting your mindset and taking action, you can make your vision a reality. You, mujer, you can do what others say you cannot do. If your mind says you got this, you can do this, yes, you have to be focused and driven, but not stubborn and stuck, right? So if you are waiting for a sign, That's, you know, you ask for a sign here, you know, universe, give me a sign that I should go ahead and take on this affiliate marketing, that I should go ahead and take on this network marketing, that I should go ahead and take on this business acquisition, that I should go ahead and take on this side gig. Whatever it is, you ask for a sign. Here I am. It is your sign. Si estabas esperando un signo para decir algo que te dijera, ok, hazlo, y le pediste a Diosito, a la Virgencita, ¿verdad? Aquí está tu signo. So, now, if you would like to, you know, start your business or join an affiliate marketing program or a network marketing, this is your sign. I know, I love my network marketing team. I love being an affiliate marketer. I love being a brick and mortar business owner. And I love, my next big goal is business acquisition. For me, I am looking at acquiring, you know, boring businesses. That's my next thing, right? So if you were looking for a sign, like I said before, this is it. So, mujeres, chulas, hermosas, if you found this information valuable, then please share it with somebody who may benefit from this as well. Because there are some myths, hay unos mitos que tenemos que matar, right? We as mujerpreneurs, as BIPOC women, Latina entrepreneurs, need to come together and help each other succeed. And as always, remember that I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you, my listeners and my viewers. So if you're listening to this on a podcast where you listen to your favorite podcast, make sure to download the episode and share it out. And if you're watching me on YouTube and you are watching the replay, make sure you send me a hashtag replay and ask me any questions that you have. I still answer all my questions personally. So, mujeres, mujeres de éxito, unbounded. That's what it means. Women of success with no limits, right? Make yourself that mujer de éxito, unbounded, by doing all of those little mindset tricks that I talked about today. As always, I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. This is Marty Angel signing off and wishing you the best day ever. Have a great one. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.